All right. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of today. Again, this is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of today. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that is probably something that a lot of people don't like to hear. And I'm going to say it. It's time to divorce. Let me pause there for a moment. It's time to divorce. See, a lot of people don't understand that when we go through certain trials and tribulations of our lives, we sit there and think that we're supposed to be married to those things forever. And we're not. It's time for the divorce. Now that I got your attention, I'm going to give you 6 things it's time for you to divorce from. Number 1. The first thing that I want you to learn to divorce from is past meaningless experiences. Past meaningless experiences. What do I mean by that? The stuff that you have done in your past out of immaturity should not allow you to be held in captivity or bondage from that thing. There are times that we can actually all look back and we can see the things that we have done in the past was not something that we should have been doing. But I'm here to tell you this here. Just because you've done those things out of immaturity and sometimes we do things out of tradition, out of patterns, out of repetitiveness because of what other people have done through the years. But I'm here to tell you today, it's time to divorce those meaningless experiences that you've had in the past. And at this point, in this stage of your life, it's time to embrace the present moment. Because see, divorcing your past experiences meaning that you need to just acknowledge that the past does not define your present or your future. Some of y'all are holding on to things that has nothing to do with who you are becoming today, all because your mind has not been set free to divorce it. Today, divorce it. Today is something that you need to be able to grasp to say, I am no longer married to my past experiences, but I am now growing where God has planted me in this particular season of my life. Number 2, it's time to divorce the unforgiveness in your heart. What do I mean by that? Some of you guys are holding on to stuff that has happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even 30 days ago. You're still holding on to it. You know why? Because you're immature. And you know another reason why? Because you want people to feel sorry for you because you don't want to forgive a person or the thing that actually put you in the position that you're in now. You don't want to forgive yourself either for not forgiving. But yet and still, you pray to God and ask God every day for forgiveness. You worship God every day, but yet and still, you can't forgive the things or the people who have done things to you. But let me flip that. You've done some things too. You're just pretending like you haven't. You've done some things. And once you acknowledge that and you keep asking God for forgiveness, God is not going to forgive you until you forgive also. So be careful on when you're asking God to forgive you and you're not forgiving people. God is not forgiving you either. Remember that. Because see, when you release resentment and forgiveness, you then release yourself to be everything that God has called you to be. Because holding on to resentment from past experiences can actually weigh you down. And you know what else it can do? It could hinder your personal development. But you're sitting here allowing that to happen to you because you're choosing to. My 3rd point. Divorce people from your past. Divorce people from your past that has hurt you repeatedly. Divorce people from your past that has hurt you repeatedly. What I mean by that, divorcing people, I ain't talking about your marriages, I'm talking about people. Divorcing people meaning that divorce those relationships that are no longer serving purpose. Divorce those relationships that are causing drama in your life. Divorce those relationships that is causing you not to be fulfilled in everything that you are supposed to be fulfilled in. Divorce the mindset that you have also from that. Now, while you're divorcing your past, I'm going to say this here. It involves letting go. It doesn't mean ignoring the lessons. It just means that you just got to let this stuff go. But you learned a lesson that it has brought you to learn. Some of us can reflect on our past, you know, experiences, and we can also identify valuable lessons that we have what? We've learned, and we can provide so much more to other people because we've already learned from that. We can do that. We can definitely do that. And also, divorcing from your past also, you can reframe your perspectives. Reframe your perspective. Divorcing your past experiences involves reframing your perspectives on them. Now, instead of you seeing them as failures or mistakes, look at it as an opportunity for you to grow as a man or as a woman. Look at it as an opportunity for you to grow as a man or a woman. And actually, this could be self-discovery too. It helps you discover who you are and whose you are. It helps you develop those particular traits as well. And once you learn who you are and whose you are in the self-discovery mode, you can also shift. You know what I mean? You can also shift your narrative from being victim to becoming empowered. Stop walking around here like you're the victim all the time, because you're really not. And it's irritating for people to watch you always play the victim. I'm a walking victor. How about that? You can do the same. I'm a walking victor. I'm not going to walk in all of that foolishness about the past stuff or whatever. I'm going to let it go. Also, divorce not having self-compassion. Divorce not having self-compassion. In other words, letting go of the past experiences can be challenging to some of us and may bring up some difficult emotions. But guess what? We got to have self-compassion. We give passion to everybody else except ourselves. Everybody else except ourselves. When you start practicing, and I'm just telling you from experience, when you start practicing self-compassion, you have to acknowledge your pain and allow yourself time to heal. I had to learn that. I had to learn it. And I had to also treat myself with kindness and understanding. I had to do that. You need to do that. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. But see, as you are navigating through the process of divorcing your past experiences, always remember this here. When you divorce something, you're moving from it. When you divorce something, you're learning from it. When you divorce something, you're elevating to the next level. You're no longer being inbound. You're no longer being in bondage, rather. And divorce people that no longer fit your present moment. Divorce people who no longer fit your purpose at this moment. In other words, surround yourself with support. Surround yourself with the support of loved ones, friends, professionals, you know, during the process of divorcing these things from your past. You know, when you have a support system, and I always tell people this, when you have a support system of people that can provide you some guidance and different perspectives and be encouraging to you, you can easily let go of things, because then you're surrounding yourself with people who's going to uplift you and they're going to inspire you, helping you to create a positive environment for personal growth. A friend of ours stopped in, Latanya Calhoun and Mary Smith Johnson. They stopped in yesterday when they came from Mississippi, or 2 days ago. And we were out on back, and we were looking. We were sitting out back, and Mary happened to look down at the grill, and the grill says, Master Bill. And she said God gave her word. And the word was, instead of Master Bill, we were built by the Master. We was built by God. And then she went on a little bit further to talk about relationships and marriages. And she went on to say that when God puts someone together, let no man put it under, not even yourselves. And I have to concur with her on that. And there are certain times in relationships, people love to just run and get divorces because they don't want to deal with the issues at hand. But my wife and I are writing a book now. I'm not going to tell you what the title is, but you'll get it soon. But let me explain something to you. Sometimes you got to really look deep within your relationship, your marital relationship. And you have to ask yourself a question. What am I doing to bring peace to the relationship? What am I doing to bring unity into the relationship? What am I doing to bring clarity in the relationship? But then also, what am I doing to bring drama to the relationship? What am I doing also to bring ungodly conversations into the relationship? What am I doing? And as to what I'm saying is, when you are in a marriage, it's not just one person that is at fault on certain things. It's two people in that marriage. And both of you at fault mostly about a lot of things, but you just don't want to admit those things. And I just want to say this and share this with you. This podcast was never meant to say it's time for you to get a divorce from your spouse. But if you start divorcing these things from your past, then you will really begin to become the better person that God intended for you to be. And then your spouse will do the same and become the better person that God told them to be and ordained for them to be. And then together, you all can be effective with each other, and you can be effective also in the kingdom of God. Because see, God loves and honors marriages, and God also loves and honors families. But those are the two places that the enemy tried to attack the most. But let me let you in on the secret. He can't attack what God has covered. Let me say it again. He can't attack what God has covered. See, God has covered these marriages and he's covered these families. And this is why the enemy is trying so hard to try to divorce people and to try to separate families. But y'all got to stop being so weak-minded as men and women and just running from the relationships instead of running to God about your relationship. Stop running from and start running to God together, effectively. You can run separately, that's fine. But when you run together with God and when you run together to God, I promise you, everything that happens in a relationship, God is then going to reveal to the both of y'all to get your stuff together. Hear me clearly. Get your stuff together and stop pointing the finger at each other and understand that the enemy is out to kill, to steal, and to destroy everything that God has put together. Stop thinking that your husband or your wife is the enemy and look at the circumstance and the situation that the enemy brings, and y'all come back together and do what God has purposed you guys to do together. And that's when you will understand that God built this relationship, that God has ordained this relationship. You loved each other in the beginning. You better love each other through this foolishness right now at this point. Remember, as always, this is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed but never stressed. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead and send it off and go ahead and subscribe as well. Talk to you soon.